the rest of the story. This is the story of the discovery of New England, and if you think you've heard it before, please hear it once more. The ship was tiny by the standards of subsequent centuries. Reviewing its dimensions, we wonder that so many could travel comfortably on it. Even more incredible is that this vessel was uncertain of its destination. It was sailing right off the map. 500, 1,000, 1,500 miles of ocean behind them, still sailing. The months passed. The temperature fell. The weather worsened. The ship's rigging grew stiff with frost. The hail came. The bitter squalls and blankets of fog. The strain on the passengers was considerable and constant. And then land. In retrospect, we realize that the British vessel was farther north on the American coast than any European had ever ventured before. They had arrived none too soon, for the ship was leaking as it came ashore. It was determined that shelter must be constructed immediately, and so the Englishmen began building a fort not far from their landing site. But then along came the Indians. At first they approached cautiously, weapons in hand, but were quickly persuaded to lay down their bows and arrows. These Indians had never seen white skin before, nor such clothing, nor such a vessel. So it's not at all surprising that the English visitors from across the sea were regarded as divine beings, and promptly they were worshipped. They were presented with a variety of gifts and tokens of devotion. In return, the Indians were given their first linen apparel, their first introduction to the white man's religion. The Indians seemed particularly to enjoy hearing the Englishmen sing hymns. To commemorate the historic landing of the British on this distant shore, a brass plate was inscribed with the date, and thus was the land claimed, quote, in the name of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, and it was officially entitled to be known unto all men as New England. And the commemorative brass plate whereon these things were written was nailed to a post, subsequently vanished from the pages of history, for more than 350 years, until in 1936, a young man seeking a picnic spot rediscovered it, and scientists and scholars have since judged it genuine, so there can be no doubt as to when New England was founded, nor as to where. Specifically 30 miles northwest of the Golden Gate. That's right, the Golden Gate, as in San Francisco. But wait a minute. These were the days long before the Spanish set foot on that soil. In fact, the date on explorer Francis Drake's brass plate was June 17, 1579. That means that New England was originally established on what's now the California coast 41 years before the Pilgrims reached America in the Mayflower. And now you know the rest of the story.